During the first lecture of this section, we talked about the importance of going beyond bivariate research questions and statistical analyses to multivariate questions and analyses. Why multivariate research designs? And the answer is multicausality. We know that behavior is complicated. Multicausality is the idea that behavior is complicated, that any behavior has multiple causes, and so can be better studied using multivariate research designs with multiple IVs than with bivariate research designs with only a single IV. If what we're studying is complicated, we have to study it in complicated ways, or we are going to lie to ourselves over and over and over. So multivariate research can be used to involve multiple independent variables in a single study to get a more complete picture of the interrelationships among the behaviors we are studying, to check up on previous results from bivariate research, to see if the results we got hold up within a multivariate context. Is the effect we found with the bivariate analysis what we thought it was? As we've discussed, there are two fundamental questions about multicausality that are used in multivariate research. One, interactions. Studied using factorial designs. Does the effect of an IV upon the DV depend upon the value of a second IV? Does it depend? Is it sometimes? Is it conditional? Can we always count on it? Do we have to know more? These are the things that are studied with interactions. The second part of multicausality and multivariate research is unique contributions, which are studied using multiple regression. Is the relationship between the IV and the DV independent of other IVs? When we say that square footage is negatively correlated with pet quality, that smaller stores have better pets, is that really the right answer, or did we just get that answer because we asked an incomplete question? What we should be asking is, what do we get out of store size that we don't get out of the other predictors? What's the unique contribution, the unique understanding that we carry away from store size? And I chose that because you might remember that that was a suppressor variable. The answer that we got about the relationship between store size and pet quality depended upon whether or not we had other variables in there. It was a different, unique contribution. Again, both of these are used to determine if our bivariate results hold up when we include additional variables in our research.